بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. To conclude this درس، there is one hadith mentioned by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab in the end of the message, which is called the three fundamentals. One hadith only, but actually we needed to talk about a little bit in detail. Why are we talking about it in detail? Because Muslims themselves, before the kafirin, need to clarify some points about that case, the case of jihad. The case of jihad. And when we say jihad, a lot of lightings in there, a lot of shaking in there, a lot of... So we need really to see what are we talking, what do we mean by jihad? What did Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that, meant by the case of jihad? Are we directed by these ayahs and hadith to make jihad? What kind of jihad are we supposed to do? How are we going to do it? When are we going to do it? These cases we need to discuss them in detail to avoid falling into the wrong direction, which has happened to some Muslims from the beginning of Islam by the Khawarij and also by the Murji'ah on the other side until now, until the end of the earth. Because people, when they come to the ayahs of Quran, Karamullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they probably, there are people who are understanding correctly, these are in the middle, this is the true Muslim Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and there are some of them, they curve, okay, to the wrong direction, then the other one, they go to the left direction. So, in the beginning, jihad was by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khawarij, they misunderstood it, for they made it in the wrong right side, as an example. Murji'ah, they made it in the wrong side, which is the left side. While Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to know, what do we mean by jihad, and how is jihad in this case? Is it must on us nowadays? And these small or some points we are talking about, inshallah, tonight. First of all, the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not translated in your material. I don't know why, but this should be, we'll inshallah, Dar al-Watan, who have translated this, about this. Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وذروة سنامه الجهاد في سبيل الله. This hadith is very important on the case of jihad, because he is putting ذروة سنامة, the hoop, is it hoop or head of the camel? The hump of the camel is the toughest point of him. That's jihad of Islam. This is an example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Islam is the camel, jihad is the hump of the camel, the top of it. So why is it this way? We'll come to it inshallah when we talk about the importance of jihad. And part of our, one of our reasons tonight to talk about jihad, that this sha'ira, this worshipping important case, which is jihad, has been misunderstood by Muslims, and plus kafirin try to destroy this image, although it's a very important case for in Islam, actually, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ta'ala wa ta'ala. First of all, what do we mean by jihad? Jihad, actually, as we usually do when we want to know something, we make the definition of it, we define it. So what's the definition of jihad? Jihad, in linguistically, to do the most possible effort in something. There is a lot of effort to be done. So that's called jihad. Jihad in what? That's in juridically, it is two meanings. When we come to the case of jihad juridically and sharia, and the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the legislation of Islam, it means one of two things. General meaning is to do the most possible efforts to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In salah, there is jihad. What's this jihad? Jihad is to make jihad against shaitan who is trying to make me think other things except salah. In work, there is jihad. To make jihad in myself and shaitan, not to play around on the time of work and not to do the work correctly, and so on. So that also includes jihad of fighting the kafirin. So jihad in the general meaning, it is a wide case. It's a wide case. But in the special meaning, to do the most possible efforts in fighting the disbelievers to raise La ilaha illallah. Ah, that is the special meaning. And truly, as we will see inshallah later on, every ayah in Holy Quran is talking about jihad, it is talking about the second one, which is the special, except some cases. So every ayah you see talking about jihad, directly put in mind that he is talking about jihad, the kafirin, fighting the kafirin. Except there is another ayah or another meaning on the same ayah to say this is against or jihad with yourself or jihad with the shaitan or jihad and so on. Because the most of the ayahs which is in the Quran talking about jihad is the jihad of fighting the kafirin. Then, how do we say this, that jihad, if it's said in Holy Quran, then it is it means the fighting the kafirin? That's the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal. The meaning of that, that some people said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of the people? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the meaning, a believer who is fighting the kafirin, making jihad by himself and his money. So this is the first one. Then they said, who is next? They said, a mu'min or believer who is in far away from people. We call it mu'tazil, far away from the people. Huh? Making taqwa on himself and leaving people from his effectiveness or hurts. He doesn't hit people, he lets go away from them. That's by Bukhari, narrated by Bukhari. So the first one is fighting. That's jihad. Second one is fighting what? He's not fighting, but he's making jihad against himself, so to keep people from his bad things. That's called also jihad. But the major case, as we said, that jihad, if it comes in the Holy Quran, it comes to the special case. We'll see how many ayahs are talking about this point, and how jihad also was done by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But second point, if this is so, what is the judgment of jihad? What is the order of Allah in jihad? Jihad, in the general case, it is a must for every Muslim. In the general case, yani jihad against shaitan, jihad against self, ourselves, jihad against kafirin, that's general understanding of jihad, that is a must for every Muslim. Because every time in our life, we are facing ourselves. نفس الأمارة بالسوء. We are facing shaitan. We are facing kafirin. So jihad here is a must in this general meaning. But in the special meaning, which is fighting the kafirin, it is two types. It is two types. The first type is the jihad in the kafirin's land. يعني to go to kafirin land. Like suppose we're mujahideen, inshallah, going to Europe now to open it for Islam. That we are going to the countries of kafirin. It's what you call it? It's not defensive jihad, it's offensive jihad. This is offensive jihad. We are going to the kafirin land to make jihad against them, so we will move the barriers from spreading Islam. These things which is stopping Islam from spreading, we are moving it. Then we will give people the choice to hear Islam and accept it or not accept it. Okay, as we said in the last week. Yeah, so this offensive jihad, it is, what's the judgment of it? It is fardu kifaya. Fardu kifaya means if some Muslims do it, then the rest they are not going to be sinful. But if Muslims do not do it, all of them are sinful. All of them are sinful. Why? Because jihad must be there. But if some people, suppose we are 1.5 billion Muslims, we're not supposed to go all for jihad, offensive jihad. We should. Yeah, some of us will go to make jihad, so we will move these kafirin who are rejecting Islam and they're stopping Islam from spreading in their area. Then these people are enough for us. Then we are not going to be sinful on this case. So many ayahs, I don't want to go in these ayahs because it will take us so long time. But let's talk about the second type, which is the defensive jihad. Defensive jihad is a must in every Muslim. There is no choices. There's no choices. How is that? If the Kafirin come and occupy a Muslim country, like we're having now in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and Philippines, and Shishan, and Palestine, they are the Kafirin now that are occupying the Muslim countries. They are, killing Muslims. They are, they are making troubles to Muslims themselves. They are trying to stop Islam. They are putting the kufr and shirk among Muslims. So in this case, jihad in here, in this case, is a must on every Muslim. And whoever does not make jihad, he is a sinful person. Subhanallah. هذا الله سبحانه وتعالى وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم. It's an order. And this order, there's no other ayah to say don't. Because if you see an order in the book of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the Holy Quran, or in the Hadith of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, if this order, there's no other order to stop it or to shorten it, okay, then it is a must. It is a must. وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا. This committed to the ayah. So we have no other choice to fight the kafirin when they come to fight us. Nobody can stay away. As long as kafirin is coming to our country or come to Muslim areas. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala in the other ayah, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. It is a question by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, why don't you, the meaning of it, why don't you make jihad against these kafirin while the children and women and weak people cannot really fight the kafirin and you are staying far away from it. Also, jihad is a must in some other cases, like if the imam of mujahideen, of muslimin, order people or some people to make jihad, then they must make jihad. Whether they are needed because of their kind of knowledge or like scholars, or they must do this because they need them like medical doctors or engineers and so on. If the imam or the leader of jihad orders someone to go for jihad, he must go. And whoever requested to go for jihad and he doesn't go, he is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a strong ayah that he is in trouble, as it was in this ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمُ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَرْضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And the hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said on the Fath day, Fath Mecca, when they got into Mecca, لا هجرة بعد الفتح ولكن جهاد ونية وإذا استنفرتم فانفروا. وإذا استنفرتم فانفروا. If the Imam of Muslimin and Mujahideen told one of us or all of us to make jihad and we must go, then we must go, and the people who do not go, they are sinful. Also, another case is jihad is a must when the two militaries are face to face. Now nobody can go. Nobody can go. If the Kafirin are coming and we are coming towards them to fight, no one is allowed to go. Nobody goes, well, my wife is sick and my children is hungry. And no, khalas, that's not right. This is a must. And the person who leaves this, he is committing a big sin. As mentioned on the Surah Al-Ahzab, as you remember in the big ayat, so many ayat in that case. As Allah told subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا زَحْفًا فَلَا تُوَلُّوهُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ وَمَنْ يُوَلِّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ إِلَّا مُتَحَرِّفًا لِقِتَالٍ أَوْ مُتَحَيِّزًا إِلَى فِئَةٍ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. So the person who runs away from jihad, again, when he is in front of the kafirin, he is committing a major sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with him. And he will be going to Jahannam, na'udhu billah. Of course, he's not going to be settled in Jahannam, as Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah say, but still that means he is going to Jahannam, na'udhu billah. And this is one of the major sins. التولي يوم الزحف as mentioned in Arabic. As Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told us in the hadith, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات, قالوا يا رسول الله ما هن, قال الشرك بالله والسحر والتولي يوم الزحف. And this is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. So the people who run away in الزحف, in jihad, the people who run away, they are falling into one of the موبقات, worst major sins that a human being could do, a Muslim could do. There are, of course, there is some excuses, but we don't want to talk about them because this is, it takes us some more time, we need it.
It has fallen into what category? What category it falls into?
As you said in here, it's a must in some cases and it's a sunnah in some cases. One more point to talk about is the case of the benefits of jihad. Or fazail, as you say it in Urdu maybe. Huh? What are the benefits of jihad in this case? What benefit for Muslims, for the Muslim nations, for the persons, and as a one person, as a person? There's a lot of good cases. That one of them is that mujahid, every movement of mujahid is counted for him as ajr. Yani, if he sleeps, if he goes, if he eats, if he moves, if he steps, he walks, in any case, everything is for him. As Allah told us in the ayah, مَا كَانَ لَهَا الْمَدِيدُهُمَ الْحَوْلَمَ الْعَرَابِ يَتْخَلَّفُوا عَلَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَغَبُوا عَنْ بِأَنْفُسَهَا نَفْسَهَ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمُ ظَمَأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطعون الموطئ غير الكفار ولا ينالون العدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين ولا ينفقون نفقة صغيرة ولا كبيرة ولا يقطعون واديا إلا كتب لهم ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما كانوا يعملون. يعني every movement, every mujahid is counted for him because he is in jihad. He is in jihad. Also it is better than the other nafilah, like nafilah of salah, nafilah of zakah, nafilah of hajj. Jihad, nafilah. Nafilah of jihad is a lot better than nafilah of salah and the other nafilah. Also the reason to have the rank of shahada. Allahu Akbar. And that is really, if we talk about it from now to tomorrow, we are not going to finish. Shaheed, when he is killed for la ilaha illallah, that's the shaheed of course. Huh? When he is killed for la ilaha illallah, defending Islam, defending Muslims, or trying to spread la ilaha illallah among the kafirin, what is his ajr? What is he going to get? Allahu Akbar. He will get a lot of things, including one of them is that he is the killing, yani the pain of him for while he is killed, like if you have a mosquito comes in your skin, while the others they suffer from dying. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was suffering from that. While the shaheed, he just feels this like a mosquito who has touched him. That's it. Also, the first few drops of his blood, in that time, all his sins will be forgiven. Again, he will be seeing his place of Jannah while he's dying. Also, he will be shafi' for 70 of his relatives. And also, and not last of course, he will be marrying 72 of Al-Hur al-Eid. Others they will take 2 and others. But shaheed, no, 72. Why all these good, mashaAllah, yani rewards for shaheed? Remember that he gave his soul for la ilaha illallah. He did not give only money or time or 1 hour a week to come in and talk about Islam or 15 minutes for salah. He gave his soul. So he's dying for la ilaha illallah. While we are talking about la ilaha illallah, we are trying to practice la ilaha illallah. But to shaheed, he gave his soul for la ilaha illallah. That's really a big case. I'm trying to just get some points, because if we talk about all the cases in here, we will take a long time that we cannot really afford. طيب. Again, what is the, يعني how jihad was implemented? يعني one day خلاص make jihad? No, subhanAllah. Jihad was implemented in 5 steps. First step was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the believers not to make jihad at all.
to suffer from kafirin without making jihad. Subhanallah. كف الأيدي. كل كف الأيدي. يعني هذا ما تقول من هذه الآية. قل الذين آمنوا يغفر الذين يرجون أيام الله. فاصفح عنهم وقل سلام. This other ayah. And also the ayah which is مدنية but it's talking about the Makki time. ألم ترى الذين قيل لهم كفوا أيديكم وأقيموا الصلاة. So in the beginning of Islam, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was told by ربنا سبحانه وتعالى not to make any jihad. Not to raise any weapon against the kafir. Just the words. Just words. Also when the Medina people came to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to make بيعة العقبة صحابة, they were so happy with Islam, they wanted to make jihad. They said, Ya Rasulullah, if you want us tomorrow, we'll kill these people in Mina, these mushrikeen. He said, no, don't. I'm not, or I haven't been ordered to do so. That's in the hadith, which is narrated by Ahmed al-Tayarisi. This is the first step of jihad. Second step was to allow jihad without implementing it, or without يعني make it mandatory. يعني it's allowed. If you want to do jihad, make jihad. But if you don't have to, you don't have to. هذا الله سبحانه وتعالى, إن الله يدعم الذين آمنوا, إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور, أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وأن الله على نصرهم لقدير. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى gave the permission to Muslims to fight the kafirin if they fight them. If they fight them. That's the second step. Third step, to implement jihad for those people who are fighting them. Now it's implemented. Now before it was permission only. Now it is implemented. It's ordered that to fight the kafirin who are fighting Muslims only, not the other ones. As Allah told us in the ayah, فَإِنْ اَعْتَزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. If they don't fight, you don't fight. But if they do, you fight. فَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا فَخُذُوهُمْ. And the other ayah. The fourth step of implementing jihad, make tashri' of jihad, to fight all kafirin. Start them with fighting. But these are actually those ones who are close to the area. To fight all the kafirin. That is the almost the final one. The final step of jihad. That's khalas. Fight all the kafirin. Whether they fight us or they don't. Some people say, okay, why this? Why to fight kafirin? We'll come to it. We'll come to talk why we are fighting kafirin. It's an important point to remember, yeah, but in mind, because a lot of Muslims, they face trouble when they talk about jihad. Oh, they're trying to defend Islam. No, they don't defend Islam. Don't defend Islam. Fight with Islam. Jump on the others. Yani, defensive, a person who is defending is as a weak person. No, we are going to the cavern and told them, we will fight you because of this and this and this. We are going to fight you. Some scholars, unfortunately, yani, a century ago, they started to find reasons for Islam, for jihad, because they want to defend Islam from the kafirin's words. They're saying, oh, Islam is this, the mass media is saying Islam is a terrorist, Islam is, Muslims are terrorists, they are doing this and this with jihad. They say, no, we are doing make jihad unless the others come to our area. We are only defend Islam, jihad in Islam is to defend only. No, that's not true. Jihad in Islam to defend, yes, but also to offense, to go to the kafirin area. Why? We'll come to the reasons, inshallah, in the next steps. هذا توصل للستيب which is the number four. فإذا انسلخ الأشهر الحرم فاقتلوا المشركين حيث وجدتموهم وخذوهم واحصروهم وقعدوا لهم كل مرصد فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فخلوا سبيلهم إن الله غفور رحيم. يعني we will not let them go unless they become Muslims or they pay jizya and the other case for the kafirin of أهل الكتاب. طيب, come the question which is a lot of dialogue, a lot of discussions came about it. Is this last number four step is abrogating the other steps? Is it deleting the other ones or not? Ah. Some scholars said no, like Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and some others. Some said yes, it is abrogating. Actually, what Shaykh Islam said, it is abrogating only for those people who are capable. For the people who are incapable, they cannot, يعني, they cannot really fight the kafirin, they can take some other, the other ayahs before not to fight the kafirin because they are weak, they cannot fight the kafirin. But what kind of capability, what kind of weakness, this is another case. Because a lot of people say, well, we are weak now, we cannot fight, خلاص. Then what will we do? We'll give the kafirin to fight us and kill us. Yeah, subhanallah. What kind of understanding is this? Forget the jihad now. If some thief or a murderer comes to your house, you will say, خلاص, do what you want to do, but don't kill me. Or you will at least try to defend yourself and your children. That's the case. We are only defending ourselves. We are good enough now also, when we have good Islam also, we will go to the Kafirin area to call them for Islam by jihad also. I don't think we can talk about in the next point. Why jihad? That's a big question. Why jihad? Why jihad? The basic goal for jihad is to make people true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True slaves. يعني to make them worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. That's what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم did. وقاتلهم أجرت الله سنده القرآن وقاتلهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله. We are supposed to fight them. وقاتلهم here is an order to fight the كافرين. Why are you fighting كافرين? Why Allah سبحانه وتعالى is ordering us to fight كافرين? حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله. And the other آية الأنفال ويكون الدين كله لله. So we must fight كافرين to bring them or at least to get them into Islam for after giving them the choice. Because some people will come, okay, what about what Allah said, لا إكراه في الدين, لا إكراه في الدين. True, لا إكراه في الدين. That's when, after we take the country, after we have the power on the country, then we'll tell people, this is Islam, you accept it or not. Not before. How can we force, we are not forcing people to become Muslims, no. We are giving them the choice, but when? When we have the capability to have to give them the choice. Now how can we give a choice to Europe or the West or the East or whatever? How can we talk about Islam while we cannot talk about Islam easily? Although the technology now allows in so many ways, but still. When, if you are talking about Islam to some people, maybe 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 1,000, 20,000 people will accept Islam because they heard about good Islam. But what about the others? The others are already, there's a big barrier with this mass media of the West now. They are destroying the Islam image. In fact, they are bringing Muslims to kufr. How can we stop them? Are we happy now because 10, 20, or maybe 100,000 kafir became a Muslim? And the other side, 2 million or 3 million Muslims became a kafir because of the mass media of the kafirin. So jihad is here as a must. We have to stop this mass media from destroying the image of Islam. Who says this? I have seen myself personally. And the people who have been in the West and seen this. And now you have to be in the West actually. You can see this, satellites, and how you see how they are trying to destroy the image of Islam. Whenever you talk to a kafir about Islam, oh, Islam for women. That's what they know about Islam. Oh, Islam, terrorism now. Oh, now they got the case of terrorism now. Islam is terrorism. Because of this mass media, as Hitler told his minister of mass media, his name Goebbels, he said, lie and lie and lie until the people believe you. That's what they are doing now. They are lying and lying and lying and lying every day, different ways. These Jew and Christians, these enemies of Islam, they are lying every day until people accept the lie and thought this is the truth. Goals of jihad are a lot. One of them is to stop the kafirin from destroying on Muslims and Islam. Also, the second goals of jihad is to give the people the chance to hear about Islam and monotheism. Because most of the Muslims now, most of the kafirin in every area in the world, they don't have the chance to hear about Islam. In fact, they hear the wrong and lies about Islam. As I told you just a minute ago about this mass media in the West, how they destroy the image of Islam. So jihad, one of the goals of jihad is to move these barriers, move these people who are destroying the image of Islam, to give the possibility for the whole people in this world to hear about Islam. Then they have the choice to accept or not. Also from the goals of jihad to defend the Muslim countries and governments from the kafirin. If there is no jihad, they will not be afraid of us, because they know how weak we are in technology and other things. But if there is jihad, they are afraid of us. They hear the word jihad. That's the mujahid. When he goes for la ilaha illallah, he wants to die for la ilaha illallah. So if a person wants to die, what can you do with him? He is coming to you to kill you or to die. No choice. That is what the Western or the Kafirs generally are afraid of. We are not people who are running for blood. We are running for la ilaha illallah. من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. But if we want to, if we have to die, we love it, because this death is the quickest and shortest way to Jannah, and the best way also. Remember that Mujahid, in his grave, his body is as it is, like the Nabiyeen, like the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Also, one of the good goals of jihad is to scare the hypocrites who are trying to destroy Islam one way or another. They get scared when they see jihad. More and more goals of jihad can be known if you read what has been wrote about jihad. Last point is to talk about what is going to happen to us if we do not make jihad. Are we making jihad now? Are we? We are making jihad, the easy one, against ourselves and shaitan. But making jihad against kafirin, that's not for everyone. That's only for the selected people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those good people who go for jihad. Right. First of all, those people who reject to make jihad, we are supposed to make jihad against them. Those people who do not make jihad and refuse to make jihad, Muslims should make jihad against them. Because jihad, leaving jihad will lead to losing in this life and losing in the judgment day. Because we are a nation of jihad, as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. We are no better than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how did he spend his life, especially in Medina? He was going for jihad every time he can go. So he went by himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have sent some soldiers to fight other groups and other tribes around. No, he himself goes by himself with the mujahideen to fight the kafirin. Also, leaving jihad will cause the severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا. If we don't make jihad, meaning this ayah, if you don't make jihad, Allah will punish you severely, and he will bring people better than you to make jihad. Remember this, Arabs, when they left jihad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the Ottomans, so they ruled the Islamic country instead of Arabs, because they were mujahideen. Although Arabs are the people who know Quran, the people who have received the Quran in their own language, Arabic language, when they left jihad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought better people who were the Uthmanis in that time, who made a strong jihad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the leadership of the Islamic areas. Also, leaving jihad means that a person is gaining some of the hypocrite descriptions. الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل أنفسهم والله عليم المتقين. إنما يستأذنك الذين لا يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وارتابت قلوبهم فهم في ريبهم يترددون. الله أكبر. عن زيادة الآية فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون. اللهم استعان. Also, one of the good reasons or good goals of jihad, that if we, or the punishment for the people when they leave jihad, that when they leave jihad, earth will be destroyed by who? By the kafirin. Destroyed by, they will destroy iman, destroy belief in, of Muslims. هذا الله سبحانه وتعالى: ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض ولكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين. pushing between كفر and إيمان is must. So كافرين may win over us, but we are making jihad against them. Allah سبحانه وتعالى may give us victory in the first place and he may not. Look at Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and أحد بطل and بدل بطل he won صلى الله عليه وسلم and أحد بطل they lost. They lost 70 of the best of الصحابة including حمزة بن عبد المطلب. And الخندق they lost because كافرين were, although they were one in the end, but they were putting them, squeezing them in the Medina area. So don't think that jihad means always victory. Although Muslims are good Muslims, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may, but if we leave it, we will be in trouble. If we leave it, we will be leaving the kafirin to come and destroy Islam by their efforts. From the story of Musa's people, when they were going with Musa to get into Palestine, when they ran away from Pharaoh, when they came to Palestine, they rejected to go for jihad. As Allah tells in the story in the Surah Al-Ma'idah, He said subhanahu wa ta'ala about them, they said, قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. They rejected to make jihad. The people of Musa عليه السلام, Bani Israel, when they passed the sea, after Allah ta'ala gave them the roads in the sea, after when he ordered Musa to throw his stick onto the sea, when they left the Egyptian area to Sinin, Sina, Allah ta'ala ordered them to get into, or Musa عليه السلام ordered them by the order of Allah ta'ala to get into Palestine, they refused. So Allah ta'ala punished them with 40 years lost in the desert. And that losing in the desert was good for them actually, because this weak people who were slaves of the Egyptians died, and they came new strong generation who lived in the desert, and you know desert makes the person tough and hard, huh? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them lose in the desert 40 years. They cannot leave it. They tried anyway, but they cannot. So they lived in the desert. The generation which was weak generation, who were first of the Egyptians, died. A new generation of the desert. Desert generation became strong and tough. So then Allah Ta'ala allowed them to get into Palestine. They kicked out the kafirin of Palestine and became the rulers of Palestine. SubhanAllah. Leaving jihad will be a reason for being so weak as we are now. And we said an example in the United Nations. How many are the Muslim countries? 56, right? 56 countries. What kind of effectiveness they are doing in the United Nations? Zero. Nothing. Because one veto will destroy all their efforts. So we are really humble. We are weak. We cannot do anything. Why? Because we left jihad. But find out when the Muslims, they make jihad, every kafir come to them. He's a Muslim, he's proud of Islam. SubhanAllah, see what jihad makes a person, how do we feel? He feels that he is a Muslim, he is holding Islam, then he is the best. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are believers, you are the top. أنتم الأعلون, إيش معنى أعلون؟ Top, the topest. You are the top. If you are Muslims, you are the top. Don't worry about the others. Even if you have nothing. Like Rabi'i ibn Amr, when he got into Rustam's area, Rustam's place, the years of Persian Empire in that time, Rabi'i ibn Amr, with the clothes, cut clothes, all sorts of this, يعني, very poor, hungry person, he came in with the proudness of Islam. He gets in there, and he talked to him. He sat down with him in the same chair, or the same... He doesn't care about these people. What is this? إيش هذا؟ nothing. He doesn't care about the luxury around him. He doesn't care. يعني some people when they get into these palaces and they, oh شيخ, they are afraid. You know, إيش هذا؟ ما شاء الله. إيش هذا؟ they look around. They start to feel weak. No, a Muslim, a true Muslim, when he gets into this place, he doesn't care, because these things will be lost, will be gone. One day they are going. What are they going? This person who is the owner of all these palaces and other things, he will leave them with a rug of, or a thawb of 5 riyals. But not only this, with his deeds. So a Muslim should be proud of Islam. So Islam makes the person, jihad makes the person very strong. Strong not only by body, but strong also by heart, strong by iman. And the kafirin will be afraid of him. They will try their best to talk to him, so he will make, subhanallah. I believe that really gives us some kind of view about the case of jihad, because as I said before, the problem comes that Muslims themselves, they do not know the correct knowledge about Islam. So we do not blame the kafirin in this case. If the Muslims themselves, they do not have enough and good knowledge about jihad, how do we blame the kafirin if they don't? That's natural. So we really need to know the knowledge of Islam in the case of jihad. We should know it. We must know it. Some scholars now, they say that jihad is fardu ayn, and he must on every Muslim, because Palestine has been occupied and nobody could defend Palestine. They say if the kafirin comes into an area in Islamic world, and the people of that area could defend them, alhamdulillah. If they cannot, jihad will be must in the people around them, in a circle. This circle will go wider and wider and wider until it contains all Muslims. If the people of that country cannot defend themselves against the kafirin. Now tell me about Palestine. Did the Palestinians could kick the Jew out? Could they? They didn't. Then if they cannot, the people around Palestine, Syria, Egypt, Lebanon, Jordan, they have now must go for jihad Palestine. They didn't, then again to go, the circle goes wider, wider, until it goes to Pakistan and India and the other areas, and goes in Africa. And if they don't, they deserve severe punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are in the case. We deserve punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful to us. We need to learn this. We need to learn the case of jihad, because it's a must to us. It's not the case of would we like that or not. If we cannot go by ourselves, we can go by our heart. At least we will feel that jihad is a must. We try to teach our children that jihad is a must, so they will be proud of Islam. They are strong against the kafirin. Kashmir has been taken by the Hindus. India itself, it was a Muslim country. What have Muslims done? What did Muslims do with the case of Philippines? It was a Muslim country. It was ruled by a Muslim leader called Sulaiman Labulabu. They know it in their history. When the Spanish came to that area, they killed the Muslims and they occupied the country of Philippines, and they changed the name of it to Philippines after their king, Philip. And they start to make people by force become Christian and Jew. Al-Andalus, Spain, was a Muslim country for 800 years, 850 years. Now, it is a Kafir country. So, what have Muslims done? No. Every time, the Kafirin will come and occupy another country. Khalas, finished with Kashmir, finished with the Philippines, Shishan, and they finished with other countries, Palestine, and what else? Tomorrow they will come, they came to Iraq before, they come to Syria tomorrow, then Lebanon, then Palestine, then Egypt, and everybody was sitting waiting for his turn to be destroyed. Don't we understand? We are seeing the Kafirin coming and eat us piece by piece. They have cut us, like Spiku, they have cut Arabian countries into pieces. Egypt is a piece, Sudan is a piece, Libya is a piece, Tunisia is a piece. They cut, make lines, this is for you, this is for you. Now they come to eat the pieces of the cake. Cut a piece and eat. Yalla. They finished with Afghanistan, they finished with Kashmir before, and Philippines, and Shishan, and now they came to Iraq, next is maybe Syria, next maybe Lebanon, and this. And we are waiting. We are waiting for our turn to be killed, to be destroyed. La ilaha illallah. Again and again to say, it is really a big case. We have to put in mind that we are responsible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the case of jihad. If we are not going to think of it, If we cannot, if we are not going to be doing it by ourselves, then at least we think of it and try to push others for jihad. Jihad, حرض المؤمنين على القتال. الله سبحانه وتعالى زور النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم to make تحريض, يعني to push Muslims for jihad. We are supposed to make jihad. Don't ask me, is this group of mujahideen are correct or not, or is these people? I'm not going to talk about groups. I'm talking about Islam and jihad, which is done by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. How can we practice in our life? I don't want to go and talk about Al-Qaeda or talk about Taliban. Or talk about, these are another cases. We don't want to talk about them now because we are not trying to put jihad into these people only. Jihad is a wider case. We have to think of it ourselves now. What are we doing for jihad? This is part of our deen. Part of Islam. Done by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم so many times. What have we done? If the case of Islam is just to eat and sleep and make some salah and khas, he's a good Muslim? No, not so. Not so. Islam is a wide case, including the case of jihad. And jihad is a very important point for Muslims to spread Islam and to defend themselves again. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get us all to the right track of Islam and help us to make jihad against the kafirin. I have to stop in here, and if you have any question about jihad.
I have one question.
Okay.
In the case of like Muslims, if they don't go for jihad, then we should fight with them, right? What is there any reference for this?
Was that?
Like if a Muslim is not going.
Yeah, if he cannot go to jihad, then he have a good reason for it.
If one Muslim group is rejecting, then we should fight to that man.
Okay, you have to be careful. We always, when we talk about that, some case, we have to think that this is not up to me and you. This is up to the leader of Muslims. Yani if a leader of Islam, he's making jihad, and he have a group or a town saying, no, we're not going to make jihad, then he will make jihad against them. He will make jihad against them because they are rejecting jihad. So they are in trouble in this case. They are making a big sin. And that could affect also the other mujahideen, the other towns. And suppose now in India, Muslims are going for jihad. 20 towns, people of the 20 towns are going for jihad. One town said, no, we want to make jihad. What will happen? That could affect the other towns also saying, no, we will not make jihad also. So Muslims should also take care of this. Yani the leader of Islam, leader of the jihad, mujahideen, he should take care of this town also. Whether to force them to go to jihad or to do something about them. So will not, they will not spread their bad idea among Muslims. That's another case, huh? Sorry?
It will be a killing of Muslims.
Yes. Jihad is not only against kafirin, by the way. Jihad also could be against the bughah. Bughah means the people who are reject some of the orders of Islam for any reason. Okay? Or they make trouble among Muslim nations. Like as we said, this town of people of this town, they don't want to make jihad, they make trouble to the mujahideen. This is really trouble. Have to stop them first. Otherwise they will affect jihad. They will affect mujahideen. They will make trouble to them. Remember the case, although they are not Muslimin, the case of Al-Ahzab. When the Bani Qurayza, the Jew, they made trouble to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of the Ghazwa of Al-Ahzab, then what he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he finished, he wanted to relax. Jibreel came to him and said, no, don't put down your weapons. Come, we'll go and fight Bani Qurayza. So Jibreel with the other angels went to Bani Qurayza to fight them, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went also to fight. And he killed them, killed 700, almost 700 men on that day. Why? Because they have made a trouble to Muslims while they are facing the kafirin, and they were behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. So in this case, any Muslim who could do the same thing would be in trouble also. He could affect the mujahideen. He could affect them while they are facing the kafirin. So these people who are rejecting jihad, they are supposed to have jihad against them. Doesn't mean they are kafirin, by the way.
This is not only for jihad, this is for other aspects of religion also. For example, anybody who refuses any aspect of religion, then they should be bought.
Like Salah.
For example, the other time, Abu Bakr, when he fought the people who didn't pay the zakat. In one opinion, there's two opinions. One opinion is that they became Murtad because they didn't pay the zakat. The other opinion is they weren't Murtad, but it was still wajib to fight them because they refused to do something with the fight. But if you had to say it's a group of people who refused to make azan, for example,
mm-hmm.
then you fight them.
أني شعيرة في الإسلام، أني شعيرة في الإسلام، وذكر جهاد أو أذان أو صلاة أو زكاة أو هذا أبو بكر الأسد. أبو بكر what did he do? He met these people, so they rejected zakah, pay zakah, saying that oh we want to do it to give it to Muhammad sallam and we're not going to give it to any other person. So he said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood this case and said no, they must do jihad, pay zakah for the leader of Muslim nation, and he made fighting against him, jihad against him.
I think we took so much time tonight, and JazakAllah khair for listening, and we will conclude close our dars. And hopefully, inshallah, after Hajj, we'll start our dars in the masjid of Al-Matrafi Masjid, or post office in the masjid.